أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو شئنا لبعثنا في كل قرية نذيرا فلا تطع الكافرين وجاهدهم به جهادا كبيرا. وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج وجعل بينهما برزخا وحجرا محجورا. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the rain that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends down and how a dead land once again becomes lush. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala thereby also shows that when man had been deviated, especially before the time of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Makkah Mukarrama, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent down wahi. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent down Quran and of course the Nubuwat and the prophethood of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that made dead hearts once again alive, filled with Iman and Yaqeen in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The love of Allah, the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once again was filled into the hearts of people and those dead hearts became alive once again. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا. Previous to this, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about sending down the rain wherever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala so desired. That was the will and the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no one that can dictate to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala where the rain should come and how much the rain should come down. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, that in his understanding, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala determines the amount of rain. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends down the same amount of rain all the time. The difference is this, that in certain areas, because of the sins of man, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not send down rain, Allah withholds the rain, and then we have drought. And then again, because of the sins of man, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends down an abundance of water that creates disaster on the earth, floods, etc. And that again is because of the doings of man. But when the amal of people are correct, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends down the exact amount of rain that is required for that particular area. And similarly Allah says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا. If we so desired, then we would have sent down in each qarya, in each village, in each town, in each city, nadhira, a warner, a Nabi from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's side. Now this is also because the Kuffar of Makkah, wa na'udhu billah, ridiculed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said that he is not a person by the means, he does not have the affluence and he does not have the influence. If Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala so desired, then Allah Rabbul Izzat should have sent one of the leaders of Makkah. Allah should have appointed him as a prophet if Allah wanted to send down insan as a prophet. Or one of the leaders of Ta'if, so that would have been more acceptable to the people. But this person, wa na'udhu billah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not by the material means. So why is it and how is it that he became a Nabi of Allah? So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like how there is no one that has a choice with regards to where and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should send down the rains and how much of rains Allah should send down. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if Allah Rabbul Izzat so desired, then leave one Nabi, Allah could have sent a Nabi to every village, to every big and every small place. That was the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have done as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, like he had done in his choice of Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so then do not obey the kafirin, the disbelievers. They are going to speak about different issues, they're going to create issues, they're going to object with regards to the choice of Allah, the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here commands Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to continue his effort. The effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, and that is, وَجَاهِدُهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Most of the commentators have stated that this ayah is an ayah that was revealed before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, in the Makki life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that endeavor, make an effort with the Quran Kareem and make a very, very great effort. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the effort that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should make, and he should strive with regards to this Qur'an Kareem, that his duty and function is to continuously read the Qur'an, to explain the Qur'an Kareem, to live by the Qur'an Kareem and propagate the Qur'an Kareem. And perhaps this is a very, very apt advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us at this particular time also, that our duty and our function, which we sometimes seem to overlook, is that we should be speaking about the Qur'an, the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, this pure sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. On the one hand, the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, ourselves also in our families. Number two, to learn the meaning of the Qur'an Kareem. Number three, to practice upon the Qur'an Kareem. And number four is to propagate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in the Qur'an Kareem. And obviously that will entail the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So despite all the difficulties that were going on in Makkah Mukarramah, understand that there was persecution of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. There was an effort to stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from propagating the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was an effort to remove Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah. There was an effort to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba had to leave Makkah Mukarramah. But the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat was, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا, that with regards to this Qur'an Kareem, that you should be making a mighty and a very great effort in propagating the message of the Qur'an Kareem. And perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us also at this time with this very, very important message, that we also need to acquaint ourselves with the kalam of Allah, with the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recitation of the Qur'an, the message of the Qur'an Kareem, to act on the Qur'an Kareem and propagate the Qur'an Kareem. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.